Welcome in. Today we're building a jungle, old school DNB style intro in Ableton Live 12 with Raga Elements, but we're doing it the smart way, hype and vibe without smashing your master and killing all your headroom before the drop even arrives. If you've ever stacked a pad, a vinyl loop, some vocal shots, a dub siren, a break teaser, then looked up and your master is already basically at zero, yeah. That's exactly what we're fixing. Our target for this lesson is simple. During the intro, we want the master peaking around -10 to -6 dBFS. That's not quiet. That's room to punch later. Because the drop is where the loud stuff earns its place. Alright. Step 0. Set your headroom rules. Set your tempo somewhere in that classic range, 165 to 172 BPM. Now go to your master and put spectrum at the end of the chain. We're not mastering today. We're measuring. And for now, leave a limiter off. Or, if you want to protect your ears, you can put a limiter last with the ceiling at -0.5 dB, but the key rule is it should do zero gain reduction. If it starts working, treat it like a warning light, not a fix. Now we build a structure that makes mixing easy from the start. Create four groups, an Atmos group, a Raga group, a Drum Tease group, and a Music group. This is one of the most beginner-friendly pro moves you can make, because it stops you from juggling 20 faders and guessing where the level is coming from. Set each group fader down around -12 dB as a starting point. It'll feel conservative. Good. Jungle intros are about mood and movement, not raw level. Now let's lay the foundation, the Atmos bed. In the Atmos group, we're aiming for 1 to 3 layers, quiet but present. Think room tone for the rave, not main character. First layer, vinyl or noise. Drop in a vinyl loop or a noise sample. Then add auto filter set to a high pass. Put the cutoff around 150 to 250 Hz. This is huge for headroom. Low-end rumble you can barely hear still eats space on the master. Add utility after that and trim the gain down around -6 dB. If you want extra width, you can push width to 120 or 150%, but only if it stays smooth. If it gets spitty or harsh, back off. Second layer, jungle ambience or a field recording. Put reverb on it. Decay around 2.5 to 4.5 seconds, and a little pre-delay, like 10 to 25 milliseconds so it doesn't smear instantly. Then use the reverb's filters. Low cut around 250 to 400 Hz, high cut around 7 to 10 kHz. We're shaping the reverb so it doesn't inflate the mix. Level-wise, keep this ambience peaking roughly around -24 to -18 dBFS. And yes, that's intentional. Atmos is the thing you miss when it's muted, not the thing you notice first. Quick teacher note, beginners often think headroom is lost because of sub-bass. In intros, it's usually the mid-range plus reverb tails, like 250 Hz up to 2 kHz, slowly stacking. So filtering and controlling reverb is one of your biggest wins. Now the Raga flavor, vocal shots but without random level spikes. In the Raga group, add a track for your vocal one shots. Load a classic callout, like Rewind, Junglist, Come Again, whatever fits your vibe. Put it in simpler, one-shot playback is fine. Add EQ8 and high pass it around 120 to 200 Hz. If it's harsh, do a small dip around 2 to 4 kHz, maybe 2 to 4 dB. Then add glue compressor, lightly. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2:1, and set threshold, so you're getting about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. We're not flattening it, just catching the shouty jumps. Add saturator after that. Drive 1 to 3 dB, soft clip on. Soft clip is your friend for spiky one-shots, because it catches those surprise peaks in a musical way. Now here's the workflow shift that makes this feel like real dub jungle. We're not going to crank the vocal fader to feel exciting. We're going to use return tracks for space. Set up 2 returns. Return A is your dub delay. Use echo. Set the time to a quarter note or 3/16 for that jungle swing. Feedback around 25 to 45%. Filter the echo, high pass around 250 Hz, low pass around 7 to 9 kHz, so it doesn't get boomy or painfully bright. Add a tiny bit of modulation so it wobbles like tape. Then, put utility after echo and trim it down -3 to -6 dB, because returns can secretly become your loudest track without you noticing. Return bead is your reverb, like a plate or room. Put reverb on, decay around 1.8 to 3 seconds, low cut around 300 Hz, and because it's a return, set the wet to 100%. After that, add EQ8 and high pass again around 300 Hz. If the top is splashy, gently shelf down 8 to 12 kHz. Now go back to the vocal shots and send them to the returns. For echo, somewhere around minus 18 to minus 10 dB on the send, depending how obvious you want it. For reverb, maybe minus 20 to minus 12. And here's a key habit, set returns once, then mix with send knobs. Keep return faders at zero so your sends behave predictably project to project. If the returns are too intense overall, trim inside the return chain with utility. That way your send ranges always make sense. Next, the dub siren. This is like instant old school seasoning. In the music group, create a siren track with operator. Start with oscillator as a sine wave. Add oscillator B as another sine, low level like 10 to 20, and detune it slightly for thickness. Now add a tiny pitch movement. Use operator's LFO to modulate pitch just a bit. Rate around 0.3 to 1 Hz, and keep the amount small. We want a live, not out of tune carnival. On the siren track, add a Q8 and high pass around 120 Hz. Then saturator with drive around 2 to 5 dB, soft clip on. Then auto filter as a low pass, maybe around 2 to 6 kHz, and we're going to automate that to open toward the drop. Send the siren to return A, the echo, and arrangement wise. Don't spam it. Put it as punctuation, like one hit every 4 bars. That's how it stays special and doesn't eat headroom. Now, the drum tease. This is where people blow the mix up. We're going to use a break, like Amen or Think, but we're making it feel distant, like you can hear the rave through the walls. Load your break loop into the drum tease group. Add a Q8 and high pass it around 250 to 400 Hz. Yes, that high. We're removing punch on purpose. Optionally, if it's hizzy, do a gentle high shelf down around 8 to 12 kHz by 2 to 4 dB. Add auto filter after that and low pass it somewhere around 4 to 8 kHz. Automate it slightly opening as you approach the drop. If you want extra old school crunch, add redux, very subtle, maybe 12 to 14 bit, and just a tiny downsample. The goal is vibe, not destruction. Level target. Keep this drum tease peaking around minus 18 to minus 12 dBFS. It should create motion and promise, not deliver the full impact yet. Now the sub tease, safely. In the music group, create a bass track. Use operator for a simple sub, sine wave on osc A. Add a Q8 and low pass around 120 to 180 Hz. Keep it clean. The big headroom move here is arrangement, not plugins. Don't let the sub play constantly in the intro. Keep it muted or super low. Then bring it in for one or two bars before the drop, maybe with a filter sweep or a tiny pitch movement. In the intro, if it's present at all, keep it peaking around minus 18 to minus 12. Save the real weight for the drop. If you want, put utility on the bass and keep it mono. Sub and stereo is a whole other conversation. But for now, mono keeps you stable. Now we make the intro feel professional. Tension automation. We're going to create excitement without just turning things up. Three automations I want you to do. First, automate the echo send on your rag of vocals. Over an 8-bar section, slowly increase the send so the space starts to bloom, then cut it suddenly about one beat before the drop. That sudden removal of echoes creates a vacuum. Vacuum equals anticipation. Second, automate the filter cutoff on the drum tease so it starts more filtered and opens slightly toward the drop. Not all the way. Just enough for the ear to go, oh, it's coming. Third, automate reverb on the Atmos. You can increase decay or wet slightly as you build. Then pull it down right before the drop so the mix dries up. Dry right before the drop makes the drop feel bigger without louder meters. And here's a classic impact trick. One bar before the drop, do a quick dropout. You can mute the Atmos group for half a bar or pull it down fast. Don't make it silent for too long. Just enough to make the listener lean in. Now stop and do a gain staging checkpoint. Treat this like a ritual. Loop your intro and watch the master. You want peaks at minus 10 to minus 6. If you're louder than that, do not reach for a master limiter. Instead, pull down the usual suspects in this order. First, the returns. Echo and reverb are often the hidden level monsters. Second, pull down the raga group if the vocals and effects are dominating. Third, pull down the drum tees. Also, make sure you're not clipping individual tracks. And a really important coaching note here, prefer clip gain and device output trims over pulling the channel fader down late. If you're slamming into echo or reverb too hot, the return can distort or build up even if the track fader looks reasonable. So normalize earlier. For samples, adjust clip gain in the clip view. For instruments, lower the instrument's output inside operator or wave eatable. Bonus move, set up a quick reference meter track so you stop guessing. Drop a classic jungle tune into an audio track, turn warp off, and put utility on it set to minus 12 dB. Then A and B with your intro. You're not trying to match loudness. You're checking density. If your intro feels just as busy as the reference, but your master is already way higher, something is too wide, too wet, too bright, or too layered. If your mix inflates the moment the FX hit, try this. On your reverb or echo returns, add EQ 8 and do a gentle cut around 350 to 600 Hz, 1 to 3 dB. That's a super common zone where tails build up and steal headroom. Now let's lay out a quick 16-bar practice arrangement you can build right now. Bars 1 to 8. Atmos plus 2 raga shots. No bass. Let the echo do the movement. Bars 9 to 12. Bring in the filtered drum tees, high pass around 300 Hz. Bars 13 to 15. Add the dub siren sparingly, and increase the echo send a bit for that rising chaos. Bar 16. Kill the returns for one beat, and mute the Atmos for half a bar. Then slam into your drop with a clean slate. Final checkpoint. During the intro, master peaks must not go above minus 6. If you fail the checkpoint, fix it using only return trims, group faders, and high-pass filters. No master limiter as a band-aid. To wrap it up, headroom in jungle intros is won through structure and restraint. Groups keep you organized, returns give you that dub space without turning everything up, and automation builds tension without wrecking your levels. If you tell me your BPM and which break you're teasing, plus the two raga shots you want to use, I can suggest a specific call and response pattern for the vocals and two exact automation moments to make the intro feel like a real DJ-friendly jungle opener.